Netanyahu criticizes gays for Gaza signs. Might as well hold signs saying chickens for KFC. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 24, 2024. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticized anti-Israel protesters who hold up signs saying, "Gays for Gaza," pointing out the absurdity of it. Some of these protesters hold up signs proclaiming, "Gays for Gaza," Netanyahu said during his speech before a joint meeting of United States House and Senate members. They might as well hold up signs saying chickens for KFC. These protesters chant, "From the river to the sea." But many don't have a clue what river and what sea they're talking about, Netanyahu added. They not only get an F in geography, they get an F in history. They call Israel a colonialist state. Don't they know that the land of Israel is where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob prayed? Where Isaiah and Jeremiah preached. And where David and Solomon ruled. In an interview with Punch Bowl News in June, Netanyahu spoke about a poll that found 80% of Americans supported Israel, while 20% supported Hamas, noting that that was still an incredible number of people supporting Hamas. Watch, Dershowitz, the gay and trans students for Palestine should go volunteer in Gaza. Who are they supporting, these murderers, these rapists of women? The beheaders of babies, the burning of innocent civilians, the taking of hostages, including Holocaust survivors, Netanyahu told the outlet. Well, it may not be that surprising because, 20%, more or less, say that bin Laden was right and America was wrong. So there's obviously an issue that affects parts of American society that challenges not Israel but challenges America. Netanyahu added. The people who protest with these killers, "You have gays for Gaza. That's an absurdity if I've ever heard one. If you're gay in Gaza, you'll be shot in the back of the head. Women for Gaza. What are women in Gaza, their chattel and other such absurdities?" Netanyahu's comments come as signs saying, "Gays for Gaza," and "Queers for Palestine" have been seen at anti-Israel protests since Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. It is illegal for people to be homosexual in the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza. Israel is currently the only country in the Middle East where people are not persecuted for being gay.